Your Financial Choices may discuss various financial-related topics and thus would like to offer the following disclosures. Lori Siebert is employed by Valley National Group, the Valley National Financial Advisors Group of Companies. Investments are offered through Valley National Investments Incorporated, member FINRA. We inform you that any federal tax, state tax, financial advice, or information contained in this communication is not intended to be personalized or specific in nature or to be relied upon for your personal situation in any circumstance. The advice and information are not intended and cannot be used as a tax opinion letter nor used for the purpose of avoiding tax-related penalties. For personalized advice specific to your own situation, we recommend that you consult your CPA, CFP, or attorney.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the show. Today is October 14th, 2015. The markets were down today. The Dow closing at 66,924, the NASDAQ at 47,82, and the S&P at 1994. Tonight, we're discussing financial giving and receiving in the Lehigh Valley and the different nonprofits, such as the Lehigh Valley Community Foundation and Easter Seals. The differences that they make in the lives of people in the Valley. We are live tonight. We will take your questions. Judy Ann is in the studio with us this evening, and if you have questions, you can call in and ask Judy Ann to write it down, and she'll bring the question into the studio for us. We are still doing our pledge drive, so you can call at 610-758-8810. You can continue to make pledges during the hour. You could also do that online at wdiy.org. So tonight we have financial giving and receiving in the Lehigh Valley and what you need to know. I have two guests this evening, Nancy Noble, CEO of Easter Seals, Eastern Pennsylvania, and Bernie Story, President and CEO of the Lehigh Valley Community Foundation. Both of these individuals have tremendous resumes and backgrounds worth talking about, but I also know that each of them are more interested in talking about their organizations, which is what makes them so dynamic. And we have a lot to share tonight. Both of the organizations are in our local community and funded by our local community, and many people don't realize that. I recently heard Nancy discuss Easter Seals and was surprised to hear that they're locally funded and doing so much for local families experiencing developmental needs for their children. The Lehigh Valley Community Foundation goes beyond working with donors to put their charitable endeavors to work. They help target underfunded needs in our community and look for collaborative efforts as well. We're going to talk about the ways both of these organizations are benefiting our community with their financial and supportive efforts and how they are able to do that. So, folks, stay tuned because it's amazing what these organizations do for our community, in our community, and you may not realize your own family has needs that these organizations can help with. So we want you to pay attention. For those of you who are charitably inclined and looking for worthwhile causes to give, these are both great organizations, and we're going to get to know more about them tonight. Again, if you have questions or want to make pledges, the phone number is 610-758-8810. Bernie, first with you. Welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you. It's great to be back.
Thank you for coming. you're going to do a great job for us tonight. So I thought, why don't you try to introduce folks to the premise of a community foundation? Many people may not be aware of that. And the history of the Lehigh Valley Community Foundation.
Sure. Thanks, Laurie. Community foundations are very unique philanthropic organizations. We provide support for all types of charitable giving with a focus on two things. We provide expert planning and a platform for long-term charitable giving for individuals. And we provide funding for organizations for immediate community needs. Individuals, corporations, coalitions can all establish a customized charitable fund at a community foundation, and they immediately become connected to important causes. And because we're cause neutral, we can introduce individuals to the widest margin of community needs. As for the Lehigh Valley Community Foundation, although we support a very small number of initiatives in Monroe County and Upper Bucks, the Lehigh Valley Community Foundation focuses its work in Lehigh and Northampton County. We have about 200 individual charitable funds. and grants to charitable organizations last year totaled nearly $3 million. And we'll be celebrating our 50th anniversary in the calendar year of 2017. We're excited about that, and we're looking to do some interesting things in support of that celebration. So
that's wonderful. Right. And lots of good information there, folks, to understand that the Community Foundation is in our community and helping our community. They also are happy to take and set up foundations which may benefit organizations even across the country. So I wanted to make sure that we reminded people of that too. Just because you might say, oh, I want to do something with St. Jude's down south, you still can. We also want to welcome Nancy Noble, the CEO of Easter Seals. And can you talk a little bit about Easter Seals for us? And then we're going to take our first break.
I can. Thank you very much. Easter Seals, Eastern Pennsylvania, is a regional organization. We provide services. We provide services to people living with disabilities in the Lehigh Valley, Berks County, and up in the Pocono area, and actually a little bit further north than that as well. And we do that through a variety of different programs. I understand we're going to talk about more later, but just to know that we work with infants, we work with teenagers, we work with adults and young adults. They do things like provide direct occupational and physical therapy. We do camping and recreation. We do some vocational work. So we're really covering a variety of areas that people living with disabilities may need some support with.
And is that support not through the schools necessarily? It could be after school programming or summer programming and things
right.
like that?
Right. After school, evening, weekends, summers, and also children who are before the age of school. So birth to three, babies, infants, toddlers, that kind of thing as well.
Helping testing and identifying needs. And
right. We're testing and identifying needs, and we're providing direct services to the children and their families, therapy services.
Great, which gives them a leg up on everything.
Exactly.
So, okay, great, wonderful. So we have these two organizations right in our community, and they need our help, and in turn, they help others as well. So, Bernie, we want to talk about what the process is for grant making to get the dollars into the community, where the donors desire to do that. But we also are going to be taking our first break in just a minute, and I know we have some thank yous to do. Do we want to do those right now, Wagner, or do we want to wait a minute? Why don't we do that right now, because I'm at a good breaking point.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Lori, did you say you're at a breaking point?
If you don't mind,
John. The show has just begun.
I know, but, you know, I didn't want to interrupt Bernie when he was talking about what the process is of grant making.
I know. We'll hear about that in a minute. Here's Wagner Previato.
I'm very excited for us to be live on Your Financial Choices. Yay.
Yay.
Made it. I just wanted to say thank you to all the members and listeners of WDIY. We made the goal in the last hour, so thank you so much for contributing to our pledge drive. I want to thank you, Margaret from Allentown, Felicia from Bethlehem, Sophia from Easton, Nancy from Hellertown, Elizabeth from Allentown, and Michael from Allentown. You guys made the goal, and we thank you so much. Greatly appreciate it. We're on target to finish the pledge drive tomorrow morning.
Wonderful.
So thank you so much, Lori, for giving me the opportunity to thank all our members and listeners on the air.
Wagner, Allentown's very heavy on this list.
Absolutely.
But we've been hearing from all over the Lehigh Valley, and we're very happy about that, and we thank you, listeners. There is a misconception, I think, out there that NPR, because we're an NPR station, we are funded heavily by government, and that's not the case.
Certainly not.
We need the contributions of our listeners.
The largest group contributing for the financial health of the station are members, our individuals, our listeners who take the time, who appreciate the programs we have here, and make a contribution. So thank you so much for the contribution, guys. We made the goal. Back to your program. We really appreciate it. Have a wonderful evening.
Thanks, Wagner. Lori, what's the number for folks to call?
610-758-8810. That's 610-758-8810. So, John, I think we're just going to continue right on into the rest of our, you know, program and take our next break at 6:20.
Good.
Okay, folks, you are listening to Your Financial Choices. This is your host, Lori Siebert. I have in the studio with me this evening Nancy Noble, CEO of Easter Seals, and Bernie Story, CEO and President of the Lehigh Valley Community Foundation. We're talking about ways that folks can benefit from these organizations and how folks can help support these organizations because of all that they do in our community. So one of the things, Bernie, that people can do is ask for funds. So what is the process for grant making to get the dollars into the community where the donors desire?
Well, there are three different funding buckets, if you will, at the Community Foundation, which are the sources for funding charitable and community needs. The first is the bucket that we call philanthropic partnerships. And these are, this is where our tagline, connecting people who care with causes that matter, that's where this really comes to life. We work hard to bring community needs to the attention of those who have established charitable funds at the Community Foundation. And for that reason, we're very active in the community. We meet with lots of folks who run charitable organizations. We try to take a role in community events and become part of the community, and that helps in getting the message back to the folks who have these individual charitable funds. The second funding bucket is the one that a lot of charitable organizations are already familiar with, and this is the grant process for one-time community needs in Lehigh and Northampton County. And these grants are made in response to annual applications from charitable organizations, and the applications are reviewed by our volunteer committee, and grants are made on an annual basis. And then the third funding bucket is the one that is relatively new at the Lehigh Valley Community Foundation. It's a multi-year impact grant-making process, which funds community initiatives rather than simply organizations, but it funds community initiatives over a multi-year period, a five-year period. They're directed to specific organizations that are willing to take the lead in getting collaborations and to develop collaborative efforts around some particular community initiative in the hopes of being able to move that needle. And so we believe that such grant making is more impactful because over 5 years we're able to give more dollars. It gives us as a foundation some skin in the game in working with the organizations that are part of this whole initiative. And frankly, it leverages the initiative for additional funding from other sources of funding. So it's a new approach at the Lehigh Valley Community Foundation. So those three buckets all together, when you add it up, last year approached $3 million in grants.
I think it's very exciting, and I think it's important that we get that message out to the folks in the community who may be the feet on the street and active in these initiatives and know that there could be resources for them. I know that there has been this recent push for STEM. You hear people talk about it, the science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, mm-hmm. and that push goes beyond just the classroom. It carries into the household, into extracurricular opportunities. Tell us how the Lehigh Valley Community Foundation is helping with these efforts.
Well, thank you for that. As an example, this is actually a really, really good example of what we were able to do in terms of our impact grant making. We are all very aware of the success and of the program at called Mentor Allentown, which was a wonderful program of the Da Vinci Science Center, which focused on underserved students, primarily low-income students, students from minority populations, and girls. It's believed that through high-impact mentoring, STEM education becomes more effective, and more young people will be encouraged to pursue STEM careers. And it's hoped that this will help develop the highly skilled workforce that's needed to fuel creative economies in the future. So our five-year grant of $100,000 is supporting this program by moving it beyond Mentor Allentown, and it's now called Mentor Lehigh Valley. Mm-hmm. And we're able to bring the whole concept of mentoring in the STEM areas to young kids across both counties, and the 5 years gives the folks at DaVinci and their collaborators a lot of time to refine strategies, and frankly, we believe it provides the leverage for additional funding. So that's a really good example of our impact grant making.
Right. They define the strategies, develop them, and then they actually can probably track the results of it, even in some way, if you can do it over a five-year period. You
much
can start
better.
Seeing how these kids carry that into the classroom and bring it back home and share it with their classmates and friends, et cetera. So I know in the past part of that grant making has been to such organizations as Easter Seals of Eastern Pennsylvania. Easter Seals also provides support outside the classroom in the development of our children, which Nancy had mentioned at the top of the show. So Nancy, can you describe how you've worked with the Lehigh Valley Community Foundation?
Sure. We are so appreciative to the foundation for all that they've done for Easter Seals over many years. Our most recent grant from them was to help support an initiative called Make the First Five Count. And that is a local initiative that we're working on to provide free screening for children under the age of five. And it's all online. Parents can go to our website, www.easterseals.com/ESEP. And look for Make the First Five Count. Just click on a link. And if you have a child under the age of five, it walks you through an assessment process. You enter the information the response is in, and an Easter Seals child development specialist will get in touch with you personally and let you know if there is any cause for concern about your child's development in any area. If there are causes for concern, we will help the families know what steps they can take in the community to reach out to get additional services. And so we're just there to help walk families through the process. Sometimes we'll find families where a child may have a very slight, let's say a speech delay, and our child development specialist will give the parent over the phone suggestions for what they can do to help stimulate their child's development, and then offer, you know, that the family can rescreen in 3 months or 6 months, what have you, whatever the family wants to do. There's no charge. And this is all made possible because of the Lehigh Valley Community Foundation and other, as Bernie said, it does give us a chance to leverage donations. So the fact that they got behind this and said we want to do it gives other people the sense that, you know, this really matters. This is a legitimate value to the local community. One of the things the grant helped fund were a bunch of billboards that are up and around now. I see them wherever I go. And I'm always pleasantly surprised. They're wonderful, public service announcement type billboards that let parents know what can they do if they suspect their child may have some type of a delay. They can reach out to Easter Seals, no cost to them, and we will help them figure out what they need to do, next steps. We work directly in partnership with the family. So that kind of support is huge, and we know we're making a difference because by identifying children this young, earlier the better. It's why it's called Make the First Five Count, because we know how much brain development is such a huge, thing, you know, so significant in a child's life in the first 5 years. You don't want to miss that time to really find opportunities to enhance children's development, and you have to screen and identify kids to be able to do that. So this is really a great benefit to the community.
And it's interesting because I think sometimes, too, parents don't always know what the signs are. They have to kind of listen to themselves as they have instincts about their children. My daughter, a teacher, caught something when she was in second grade. She ended up having central auditory processing disorder. They told us if we hadn't caught it when we had, she would have fallen through the cracks completely. And we used to do homework with her for like 5 hours a night because it just took so long for her to, you know, process all the information. But sometimes parents are out there and they may not know, first of all, where to go, where to turn. They might be saying things like, you know, my child's so good, but she can't seem to, you know, follow all the directions, or my son is, you know, bouncing off the walls and I can't get him to focus. When you're starting to talk to yourself like this, these are the times when you reach out to resources like Easter Seals, and they find you on your website, or there's probably numbers to call. But typically everyone's using computers these days. You can go to a library if you don't have one, and it's easterseals.com.
It's easterseals.com and then /ESEP, which is for Easter Seals, Eastern Pennsylvania.
Okay.
You can also just type in Make the First Five Count, and that will also get you to the right spot as well.
Okay, because that's the thing, early intervention. Folks, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to continue our discussion.
WDIY thanks its members and Valley National Financial Advisors, offering a broad spectrum of financial services for more than 25 years, including fee-based asset management. It all starts with personal goals and an understanding of risk tolerance, investment objectives, and the markets. On the web at valleynationalgroup.com or 610-868-9000.
And welcome back to the show. This is your host, Lori Siebert. You are listening to Your Financial Choices. I have with me in the studio this evening Bernie Story, CEO and President of the Lehigh Valley Community Foundation, and Nancy Noble, CEO of Easter Seals of Eastern Pennsylvania. Just a couple quick comments, folks. People who are listening, people who may be in need of some of the services, help, maybe you're involved in charitable organizations that need some extra help, there are resources available to you. The Lehigh Valley Community Foundation has resources. You have to let them know you're on the map. You can talk to them, see if you're a candidate for some grant making. Get on their radar. We have Easter Seals of Eastern Pennsylvania. They're actually a local organization. I was so floored to find out that they are not like all national. They're locally funded. We need to let folks know our local community is benefiting from these organizations. So folks who need their services, I hope you're listening, or if you know someone who might need them, but especially those who are in a position of giving. We have philanthropic people. We're coming toward the end of the year. These are great organizations, and there's a number of ways that people can contribute and make a difference. Speaking of contributing, we also have our pledge drive. If folks have questions, they can call and ask tonight. Give it to Judy Ann or make a pledge at 610-758-8810. That's 610-758-8810. So Bernie, in talking about some of the things that the foundation does, I was interested in hearing that you have this initiative of kind of identifying areas that have need, that have fallen under the radar as to community help, because quite often there's very well-known organizations who seem to kind of maybe get all the funding or have pet projects. So one of the initiatives I understood, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, was that the Lehigh Valley Community Foundation was actually trying to help organizations who had, you know, maybe a good purpose, valid, you know, mission and all of that, but that were under the radar that you might want to help support a little bit.
Yeah, that's true. I suspect it's part of the DNA of a community foundation to do environmental scans and try to find community gaps that perhaps other funders have either stepped away from or have never paid attention to, and community foundations are inherently anxious to try and fill in those community gaps. And a couple of the STEM program that I described a few moments ago is a really good example. It was actually one of our first attempts at the multi-year impact grant, and we took a look at our own grant making and learned that we funded, as a community foundation, very few STEM initiatives, and that went a long, long way toward deciding to make that five-year commitment. Another example just happened within the last few weeks, and it's the recent decision by the Community Foundation to provide a major grant in support of Easton's West Ward Neighborhood Partnership Program. The Easton community had been blessed by the support of a number of private corporations for the first half dozen years of this wonderful program called the Neighborhood Partnership Program, but that support wasn't guaranteed for the second half, the next 5 to 6 years of it. And when we learned that this critically important initiative might come to an end without a donor stepping in, we felt it was important to answer the call, and we're happy that Two Rivers Foundation in Easton and others have joined us in supporting the West Ward. And so, again, it's a really good example of a community foundation being sensitive to a possible funding gap and then using its own resources as a way to leverage other funders and other people who might be interested in supporting a community initiative.
And what is that community initiative? What's their goal?
The Neighborhood Partnership Program is a state-run program that allows corporations and others to make contributions and get a very interesting tax benefit as a result of it. And it funds a myriad of projects, from facades to education to arts and culture. But it provides a real network, a real fabric, a real background to any community. We're active in the Neighborhood Partnership Program in Allentown as well. I actually serve on the Education Committee, and I'm on the Steering Committee. It's just a way to bring folks from the community, from the businesses, from the community organizations all together, and checking their ego at the door and working together to try and improve the quality of life in a particular community. And those neighborhood partnership programs benefit so many people in so many ways. We felt that the East and West Ward Neighborhood Partnership Program needed to continue, and that's why we stepped in.
And so folks who are listening, who are regular listeners of your financial choices, what does this have to do with your financial choices? It has to do with the community at large. If we're all contributing to the development of the neighborhoods, it's going to help us all financially.
Absolutely. Sure.
It's going to help us financially in our real estate values. If we're helping support education and our children are better educated and they're getting good jobs, that's going to help our community and our economy and all of that. So all of this is tied together. We are all connected, and this is what it's about, and I love this. So I'm so glad you guys were here tonight. Nancy Eastersills also helps in ways that will impact the often forgotten. Would you like to share some of the initiatives that you have with us as well, perhaps before the children are in school, where the development needs may be first discovered? We talked about the
five screening, make the first five count.
Yeah, make the first five count. Other programs that you may have too, where families have the opportunity to get help sooner?
Yes, we do. So the Make the First Five Count program that we talked about is a screening program. That just says, you know, are there some developmental concerns here? Then where we really do a lot of work is in, so yeah, there are some developmental concerns, now what? And Eastersills has a huge team of amazing pediatric occupational therapists, physical therapists, speech therapists, and child development specialists that will actually go into people's homes. This is for children under the age of three, and provide one-on-one therapy for that child. And just as importantly, we are training and working very, very closely with the parents. And this is called early intervention. And the way parents have access to that is they would first have to have a full evaluation, not the assessment that we do through Make the First Five Count, but the counties actually provide an evaluation through their early intervention program. And if the child is found to be eligible, meaning that the delay is of a certain level, they will contact organizations like Eastersills. And of course, we're always very, very happy to be requested by families, because we know that we do a tremendous job. We're very committed and have been doing this work for a long time now and have seen some tremendous results. But families do have a choice of providers. And when it's Eastersills, they would expect to see one of our therapists at their door at a convenient time for the family. And it's a part, we create a real partnership with the family. And really, we ultimately end up feeling like, the families end up feeling like we're part of their family, because it's just, it becomes a very intimate relationship. You were in their home. We're working with the things that the child is doing every day. Sometimes, you know, you can take a child to a special office and have a special type of therapy provided. But, you know, when the day comes that you've got to stick your child, you know, in their high chair in your kitchen and feed them at dinner time and they're not eating, isn't it great to have a specialist sitting next to you saying, okay, let's try this next, let's try that next. What if we move the high chair here? What if we change the way the foot bar is adjusted? You know, here's a way you can help your daughter hold her fork. You know, all of these kinds of things. So it's very real life, and it gives parents that confidence that they need to really help support their child's development all the time.
Okay, we're going to talk more about that when we come back from our next break. If you have questions, you can call in 610-758-8810. Back in a minute.
WDIY thanks its members and Valley National Financial Advisors, offering a broad spectrum of financial services for more than 25 years, including income tax preparation for individuals, businesses, estates, and trusts. Tax preparation involves more than putting numbers on a return. It requires planning. On the web at valleynationalgroup.com or 610-868-9000.
And we are back. This is your host, Lori Siebert. If you have questions this evening, you are welcome to call in. Judy Ann is here. She'll write the question down. The phone number is 610-758-8810. That's 610-758-8810. We're talking with Bernie Story, CEO of the Lehigh Valley Community Foundation, and Nancy Noble, CEO of Easter Seals. And we were just talking about the impact that these organizations have in the community and how they can help financially. And when we talk about financially, Nancy had mentioned with Easter Seals for the first five count. That's free screening. And she was just talking about also working with families who may need more developmental help for their child in the home, physical therapy or different kinds of occupational therapy.
Speech.
And I was asking Nancy, are those services, because the screening was free, are those services free as well?
They are. The counties, as I mentioned, have offices of early intervention. So parents would reach out to them, and we help you do that. If you have any questions, we will walk you through that process. They'll then provide an actual full evaluation. And there are some requirements in terms of the developmental levels of the child. And if they qualify, they would be able to receive early intervention services at absolutely no cost to them. And that's funded through, really through education funding, if you back it all the way up to Washington, because it's recognized that by investing in this birth to three age group where there are some developmental delays and making sure that kids get the support they need, the ability to really do phenomenally well developmentally is just so tremendous. And so the idea is that when they get to school, even kids that may live with a disability for their entire life, we hope that some of their needs may be diminished to some degree, that parents are ready to help their child with the development. It just has so many benefits to the family, the child, and ultimately to the school systems and so forth.
Now, it could be mental development or physical development, or could it be for like cerebral palsy kids with
Cerebral palsy. We do a lot of work with premature babies. Mm-hmm. Sometimes children that are born with something called torticollis, where there's a problem with the flexibility in the neck and the strength in the neck, we might be in there just for a few months or so doing physical therapy, and then that problem abates and the child goes on and everything is fine. We see a lot of children that there's a concern that we don't necessarily know for sure that this child may or may not have autism, but they certainly display many of the characteristics of autism. We don't really need a diagnosis to provide those services. If the child has a lot of sensory challenges or difficulties with development that may ultimately look like something that could be related to autism, we're in there immediately working on a lot of that, those developmental needs. And so children are benefiting right from the start, even before a diagnosis.
And so folks find out about that, hopefully partly from your billboards, possibly the schools, but are doctors also helping refer people?
They do a lot. Yeah.
Okay.
Pediatricians, a lot of times that's going to be the first conversation. My daughter isn't talking, I'm a little worried about that. Pediatricians, we talk to a lot of pediatricians and they're all tuned into this, and they'll say, why don't you, contact the county or contact Easter Seals or that kind of thing. We also talk to daycare providers. Mm-hmm. A lot of children are in daycare, from an early age. So we want those folks to know Easter Seals is here. We're a resource. Whether we provide the early intervention or not, we're here to help you with that initial assessment to help identify children.
Now, you've mentioned children, but do you have any programs or services for adults as well?
We sure do. We do a lot of work with children, but we are doing more and more with older teens and young adults, because what happens is when children with disabilities reach age 21, a lot of the supports that they and their families have been using are coming through the school system, and that all ends at age 21. Well, we know that it takes several years to have an effective and really successful transition from the education system into the world of work and so forth. So we've been doing a lot more work to help teens and their families. Again, it all comes down to the family, really supporting the families and help them start that transition process earlier. And so we actually just this summer started a new program called LEAP, which is Learning, Enrichment, and Partnerships. And teens and young adults with disabilities joined us for up to a week at a time, or some came for all 5 weeks. Every day they would go to different places out in our local community. Our goal is to get people with disabilities into the community and help them learn what's out there. What's out there vocationally, what's out there recreationally, what's out there socially. We want people to start to learn about their community and know that this community is for everybody. Mm-hmm. And so, for instance, we took our kids up to Martin Guitar. They had a tour. They met with a lot of the workers there. Many of our kids are real music buffs, and they just thought they had died and gone to heaven looking at all the guitars and talking mm-hmm. about guitars with guys that love guitars as much as they do. They all had lunch. Really fun day. And then in the afternoon, they went and did, I forget what they did that afternoon, but they'll be swimming, bowling. They'll go to the library and work on resumes. Whatever, we try to make it, you know, you're 17. What should a 17-year-old be thinking about? And let's try to work with you on those experiences. We'll provide the support you need, and you get to have all of those experiences.
That's wonderful. Do you work with local organizations as well, like Mercy, who just changed their name? It was Mercy Special Learning School, and now their name is... I don't know.
Mercy Learning Center.
There you go.
Mercy Learning Center.
We know Bernie's in the community when he knows the names. Good job, Bernie. Thank you.
We have a lot of the kids that use our services will also be part of the Mercy system, you know, school. And so, yes, there's a lot of back and forth. Absolutely. It's a small community, and we all try to work, you know, collectively and collaboratively on behalf of the folks we help.
You know, it might be, it might be a small community, but I have had the privilege of working with these folks who run these charitable organizations and learning about them and what they do and their organizations. And Nancy's a great example. The Lehigh Valley is so lucky that our nonprofit organizations are run by such exquisitely talented people and committed people. And this is just a joy to sit here and listen to Nancy talk about what mm-hmm. she's doing at Easter Seals. It makes my job so much easier and so much more fun, frankly. So
well, now I can put
that's
the little
very nice.
I can put
you.
The little plug that Nancy went to Wharton. Oh. I was quite impressed with that.
Go.
So there we go. That was a great segue, Bernie. But Bernie, you have that passion too. That's why I love hearing you talk. Mm-hmm. Nancy, Bernie, I heard Nancy talk at someone's backyard. They're trying to spread the word. So folks, you know, out there, there's a number of ways to do that. Bernie came into our office and talked about what the Lehigh Valley Community Foundation did. I was peripherally aware of it, but was totally blown away by his passion for it and excitement for it, which is why you have to come on the radio and talk about it. So let's talk a little bit about how your programs get funded. How does the Community Foundation, and then we can talk about Easter Seals, how do we help you do things?
Well, that's a great question, and I'll use another buzz phrase from our industry. Community foundations really aren't a place to give. We say we're a way to give. So individuals and corporations and coalitions, anyone interested in supporting charitable organizations, can do so in many ways. One of the ways that they can support these organizations is through a community foundation fund. So there's two specific ways people can support charitable organizations through the community foundation. The first is by simply making a donation to one of our 200 charitable funds. So individuals might have an interest in no-kill animal shelters, we've got a fund for that. And so we could direct individuals to support an already existing fund so that they can make a difference in the size of that charitable fund to make a difference in the size of the grants that go out. I'm going to use this opportunity. Charitable organizations across the valley have a strong need in developing endowment funds, permanent endowments, so that their future is being taken care of through some financial support. I will say the WDIY has one of those endowment funds at the Lehigh Valley Community Foundation. And so when the folks at WDIY talk to their constituents about supporting WDIY, if they ever encounter someone who wants to make a gift and endow their gift so that it's here forever, they can point to the charitable fund at the community foundation, and it's an easy thing for them to do. So supporting existing charitable funds is a simple way of supporting all of the organizations. Of course, the second way would be for an individual or a family or any entity, frankly, to create their own, create a new charitable fund, which I just think is fantastic, because you don't have to be the wealthiest American to establish a charitable family foundation. Frankly, you can start a charitable fund at the community foundation for as little as $5,000, and that's a big surprise to a lot of people. But our staff is ready and willing to talk to anybody who would like to establish a fund in memory of a loved one or to honor the family name.
And sometimes folks do it maybe for reasons they want to remain anonymous.
Absolutely.
And sometimes they do want to honor a family member, a loved one, a child, or a parent who may have passed earlier than they should have. And
right. The Community Foundation is one way that individuals can do philanthropy, and it's not the only way. And frankly, we learn that the vast majority of folks who use a Community Foundation use the Community Foundation in addition to all the other kinds of philanthropy that they're interested in. So, absolutely.
Well, I'll mention, too, just from an estate planning standpoint, that quite often I will see folks who may name, 10 to 20 charities in their document, and, they don't update their documents. They're 10 years old, 15 years old, and sometimes those charities go by the wayside. The beautiful thing about working with the Community Foundation is you will meet with the people who are so inclined to do that philanthropic, giving, and know their goals, know what kind of organizations they want to fund, so that when they are gone, someone's not trying to figure out which charity is still around, because they may have been education minded, mm-hmm. they may have been environmentally inclined, so that the Lehigh Valley Community Foundation then takes that mantle and make sure that the deceased person's desires, wishes are granted in a way that's reasonable and up-to-date and mm-hmm. current with the times and all of that, and you keep that going. So I think that's important. Nancy, we did have a question come through. Ashley called, and she said she thought Easter Seals was an organization that found jobs for elderly people. Now I'm hearing about programs for children. Are they just really diverse? Can you explain?
That is a great, great question. And yes, they are very diverse, and I will explain. So Easter Seals originated around the country in a very grassroots way. And so every community sort of started to meet the needs of people with disabilities in their community in the way that community needed. And so over the many years that we've been around, and I think it's over 80 at this point, when you go to different communities, Easter Seals there are doing very different things. So the Easter Seals that I represent, Easter Seals Eastern Pennsylvania, we have always been more focused on children and young adults. But there are very many Easter Seals that provide a lot of services to seniors. In fact, nationally, Easter Seals is one of the largest adult daycare service providers. We work with veterans. There's a lot of residential programs for people with mental health challenges and special support needs. So there is a great amount of diversity among Easter Seals, and that is actually one of our strengths, because we are meeting the needs in the local community. It's also a huge challenge, because as Ashley noted, she associated Easter Seals with serving seniors. So one of our challenges is, I've heard of Easter Seals, but what do you do? Because, I was here and they worked with seniors, and I was there and they worked with veterans, and now I'm here and they work with kids. What are you all about, people? What's Easter Seals all about? So it's very hard to be concise and say, this is why we're here. But the bottom line is we're here to support anybody who has a disability where they need some special help, and their families. And that's really what it all comes down to.
And it's wonderful, wonderful. Folks, if you have questions, thank you, Ashley, for calling in. We appreciate it. If you have questions, phone number is 610-758-8810. When we come back, we'll finish up.
WDIY thanks its members and Valley National Financial Advisors, offering a broad spectrum of financial services for more than 25 years, including estate planning and tax preparation, especially for Pennsylvania and New Jersey residents subject to state inheritance tax reporting. On the web at valleynationalgroup.com or 610-868-9000.
And welcome back to the show. You're listening to Your Financial Choices, and I have in the studio with me this evening Nancy Noble from Easter Seals of Eastern Pennsylvania. She's the CEO, and Bernie Story, CEO and President of the Lehigh Valley Community Foundation. And we are talking about some of the initiatives they have, the work they're doing in our communities, helping children get early starts, helping parents with services for their children, which is going to save them money if they couldn't otherwise afford it. That is all helping folks financially. These organizations also need help from those who do have the financial resources to help fund, maybe start a foundation, start a donor advised fund, start a, what do you call it, a charitable fund. A charitable fund. Lots of opportunities here, or direct contributions. Now, Nancy, you had mentioned that you indeed get some grant monies from the Lehigh Valley Community Foundation, which I think is just wonderful, but not all your resources must come from there. How else do you get funded?
Yes, we do, and we are very appreciative for the foundation's support. They've been a supporter for many years, and we really appreciate it. But I thought this would be a good one to mention on your show, Lori, because the EITC, which is the Educational Improvement Tax Credit, is another way that companies can donate to nonprofit organizations and get a really tremendous tax break through the state. And it almost ends up costing them, you know, really pennies on the dollar for their contribution, because they're basically taking their state taxes portion of that. They get some tax credits, and they can allocate those to a specific program in the that's identified as an EITC eligible program. We have two of those. Our LEAP program, the one for young adults to help them segue into the vocational and life after high school world, and also our Camp Growing Green, which is a residential camp where kids are also given the opportunity to work on vocational skill development in a really fun overnight residential camp setting. So that's a great program for businesses that are looking to find ways to be charitable. And also our tagline is, why send your money to Harrisburg when you can keep it right here at Easter Seals? So that's kind of our take on that. But we do rely very much on community support. We are very fortunate in that a lot of wonderful people in the community and businesses say that what we do matters, and they're willing to help put their contributions towards Easter Seals, and they know that they're going to get great return on their investment in terms of our impact in the community. We're very results-oriented. We measure. We have metrics. We want to make sure that what the community is investing in terms of the services that we talked about tonight and many others, are really doing what we think that they're doing. So we're measuring, and we're checking, and we're improving. And when we get these kinds of support from the community, it makes it possible for us to innovate, create new partnerships, and really make sure that the quality is there.
Now, can I ask you, Nancy, you know, we get the envelopes in the mail saying Easter Seals. Is that going to national then, not local?
Well, the national office also does do some fundraising, and depending on what you're getting in the mail, it might be a national solicitation. You're always welcome to call our office if you're not sure. We always say there's lots of great ways to support the mission of Easter Seals. If you want to support kids here in the local community, you know, check out our website. The check would go to Lehigh Street in Allentown. That's how you'll know it's a local donation. If it's a Chicago address, it's going to be going to Chicago, and that will help pay for a lot of the advocacy work that we do in Washington, where we really want to make sure that individuals with disabilities have their needs being identified in different kinds of government programs, and things like the Americans with Disabilities Act and the Individuals with Disabilities Education Act. Those are all things that Easter Seals has historically been extremely involved in, and they have really been life-changing for people with disabilities. So there's really no bad way to support Easter Seals.
And is there information on the EITC?
On our website, you bet.
On your website.
Yeah, ways to give. It's right there, lots of information. And certainly people can, you know, reach out. We could just do info at esep.org, as an email address, and if anyone has any questions, they can send it there, and I'll get it, and we'll get back to them.
Especially for any business leaders who may be listening
Absolutely.
Tonight, who have corporations that are paying taxes, this is certainly would be a great way, and they could identify Easter Seals of Eastern Pennsylvania as the recipient, and I'm sure that's probably all in the application, et cetera. So we have a few minutes left. We have about 8 minutes left. Okay. So why don't we talk for a minute, if you don't mind, where you would like to make the biggest pitch or how you want people to know about Lehigh Valley Community Foundation. If you only had 3 minutes to say something, Bernie, what would it be?
Oh, well, that's a real inviting. thank you so much for giving me that opportunity. No, I think it's important for, I suspect the what I've encountered in coming to the Community Foundation, and it's really changing over the last few years, is similar to what you described. You knew about us sort of on the margins. You had a peripheral understanding of what the Community Foundation is all about, and it's been a real joy being able to work with a lot of organizations and meet with a lot of local community leaders and government officials and share the good news of what a community foundation can do and what it is and what it isn't. So I suspect the biggest pitch here is for people to understand that a community foundation is a really interesting, unique, and very effective way that individuals can support charitable organizations now, but frankly, in the future. It's a wonderful place for estate planning to be found, where folks can carry on philanthropy long after they've gone, knowing, as you said, that we are very, very concerned about original donor intent, and so we work closely to make sure that whatever it was that donor was excited about stays in on our radar screen. So I suspect the message is, you know, we're a really wonderful, unique organization that's in a position to help anyone interested in helping the organizations in the community.
Well, I love too that you said it's a way of giving, and that's what I was impressed with as well. Because then, even in estate planning, for anyone out there who does estate planning, attorneys that we have quite often on the show, there are a number of ways of giving, and one of the things we talk about from a tax planning perspective, and I know that you work with people who are interested in giving to the foundation and working with their advisors as well, that folks, you want to make sure that you recognize it's not just your philanthropic wishes that are filled, which is wonderful, but you actually could have estate tax savings and income tax savings. And when you coordinate your giving with possibly using vehicles such as IRAs, naming the Lehigh Valley Community Foundation or some other charitable organization as a beneficiary on your IRA, give the cash to your children, give the life insurance to your children, give those taxable assets to the nonprofits, because nonprofits don't pay income tax. So there's lots of different ways. So I mentioned earlier naming a community foundation in a will instead of naming oodles of charities. Folks, if you're giving today while you're alive, sometimes that makes it a much more efficient giving opportunity. If you could make one check to the community foundation, tell them all the different organizations that you'd like to benefit, and they'll help do that for you rather than you writing 200 checks. So lots of different opportunities for giving, ways to give with the Lehigh Valley Community Foundation that are beneficial to the community, beneficial to you as well. And Easter Seals. Now, Nancy, what about you? What you've said some wonderful things, and I just think it's great that we get the awareness out there that Easter Seals is here in the community, local, helping folks. Can I ask you before, you had mentioned that you have occupational therapists, physical therapists on staff. That's locally here? You have the staff here now, ready and willing and
able? We sure do. We have an amazing team of people that are affiliated with Easter Seals. Just some of the most talented, dedicated therapists, and these are folks with, you know, pediatric experience, many of them years and years of experience, that are, not only do they know their craft well, their physical therapy and their occupational therapy, but they are just so gifted in the way that they work with families and gain trust and build that relationship. And you can provide the best PT in the world, but when you're talking about an infant, you know, this is a new mom, a new dad, and knowing that you've got a partner to really walk you through what's going to be a very kind of scary, uncertain path. I mean, let's face it, you know, when we have these, you know, we become a parent for the first time, most of us aren't very well trained for that job, you know, and you just sort of hope things go the way they're supposed to go, and you're sort of guessing your way through it. Well, when you have a child with special needs, the stress and fear that go along with that, because not only are you no better trained than anybody else who's having a kid for the first time, you now have to know a lot more because your kid needs some special things. And that's really where we come in and help say, you know what, we're going to help you. We're going to be on this journey with you. We're going to provide the therapy to your kid, but we're really going to be there with you on this journey when you have questions, when you're not sure. Another really neat thing that happens when we're working with these little kids is, especially with kids with some significant disabilities, parents, you know, they're very sad because, you know, one of the things that we love when we're parents is we watch our children reach that new developmental milestone. So when you have a child that's not necessarily reaching that developmental milestone, it can feel very discouraging. And I think one of the neatest things and the most valuable things our therapists do with our families and our child development specialists, they help them see those gains. They reintroduce hope. They introduce that feeling of gratitude and satisfaction and joy in raising a child, because that's really what all parents want. And so we really are there with families so that they can also experience that wonderful feeling of raising a child and watching them meet some developmental milestones and do better and do more.
That's wonderful, wonderful. Nancy, the website again?
It's easterseals.com/ESEP.
ESEP for Eastern...
Easter Seals, Eastern PA.
Eastern PA. So ESEP, Easter Seals, Eastern PA, a locally funded, organization helping those in need in the Lehigh Valley. And Bernie, your website or how people reach you?
It's lvcfoundation.org.
LVCFoundation.org. And there's lots of great information on probably both of your websites for anything that anyone would be interested in finding.
That's right.
So thank you guys so much for being here. Next week, I am going to have Attorney Judith Harris from Norris McLaughlin and Marcus on the show because it's Estate Planning Awareness Week. Bernie and I both have ties with the Estate Planning Council. We have Tricia Higgins and now Erica Petrozelli, who are part of the Estate Planning Council, which goes in with some of this charitable giving that we've been talking about tonight. So we're going to be talking about Estate Planning Awareness Week and what basics of estate planning that you need to know about. I want to thank our callers and thank Judy Ann for being in the studio. Thank you, John, for being here as well. Coming up next, we have Tom Druckenmiller with In the Tradition Folk Music. Remember, pay attention, be proactive, not reactive. Make the best of your financial choices. I also want to thank our listeners from last week, John. I forgot. Thank you to the people who called in at the end of the show last week. I hope you're still listening tonight. I didn't get to thank you because I was already off air when you called in and said, how much does Lori need to finish to get the challenge that I had put on the table? And in an hour, we had, I think, four callers who came to the fore for us and donated $500, and I am putting in a contribution for $250. So we made our pledge, we made our challenge, and I want to thank the listeners of Your Financial Choices because you're a great group of people.
Yes, and we thank you, Lori, for leading the way and for making that challenge grant, putting that on the table. Your dedication to WDIY is extraordinary.
Thank you, John. Yours too.
Bernie and Nancy, good show. Thank you very much.
Thanks, John. Thank you. Appreciate it. WDIY thanks its members and Valley National Financial Advisors, offering a broad spectrum of financial services including portfolio management, tax return preparation, and financial planning for the accumulation years, retirement years, and estate distribution. On the web at valleynationalgroup.com or 610-868-9000.
This concludes Your Financial Choices. The time is 7 o'clock. This is WDIY Allentown. Remember that we are trying to wind up our membership drive for the fall. If you would give us a call at 610-758-8810 or go online with a pledge of support at WDIY.org, it will be greatly appreciated. We are the NPR station in the Lehigh Valley. We bring you news and a wonderful mix of eclectic music. And you're going to hear some of that right after we have news from NPR. It's Tom Druckenmiller in now with In the Tradition. Thanks again for listening to Your Financial Choices, which is on the air here every Wednesday from 6 until 7 p.m. The time is 7:01.
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. President Obama notified congressional leaders today.